After the shouts of Hosanna, Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, we hear the scathing words, "Crucify him." This is a poignant reminder that it was not God who demanded Jesus' blood, but you and me and all of humanity because of our sin. Today we hear how Jesus was persecuted, beaten unmercifully to the point of death, humiliated, spat on, slapped, mocked, and crucified. Jesus was stripped of his dignity beyond all measure. He was beaten and died on a cross outside the city gates for doing nothing sinful. We kind of cannot imagine the suffering he must have gone through for us. Our God is not a God who is removed from his people. No, our God, God the Son, entered into the messiness of human life. God took his own medicine of punishment by living as one of us in our own broken and painful world. We hear in the gospel that from noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. Like the darkness of death that came over Egypt during the Passover, so Jesus enters to the great depths of the darkness of his own death as a true Passover lamb who will resurrect us to new life out of death by shedding his blood on the cross. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus' words are like throwing a large stone into a clear pond. They ripple through time, recalling the words of the psalmist from the past and lending his voice to the cries of those who suffer in the present. Jesus' words come from the line of Psalm 22. In those dark nights of the soul, those moments when you have felt deep suffering and can't experience the presence of God in your life, perhaps, just perhaps, you too have cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" It is an anguished prayer that has to be heard and begs to be answered. It is a prayer longing and seeking not so much God's blessings, but a connection with God himself. What are we to make of these words of Jesus on the cross? Are they the words of one who cries out in despair and in lack of hope? Is it a cry of abandonment? Could God really abandon his son? And if so, what comfort can God give us in our moments of great suffering? Jesus' words are not the words of the son abandoned by the father. The psalmist calls the Lord, "my God," at least 3 times in Psalm 22. Showing his strong trust and faith in God. The psalmist recalls the fidelity of God to his people and adds his own history of his relationship with the Lord going back to the very beginning of his life. He says in verses 22 through 24, "I will tell of your name to my brothers and sisters in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you offspring of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all of you offspring of Israel. For he did not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. He did not hide his face from me, but heard when I cried to him." Through suffering comes praise and thanksgiving for God's loving faithfulness. And since it was Jewish custom to cite the first words of the psalm as a reference to the whole psalm, Jesus' prayer from the cross is from one who experienced unspeakable suffering, but also one who has complete trust in God's love and fidelity to him and his certainty that he will enter and to His glory. Not only does Jesus experience the crushing weight of the sin of the world physically, but also He experienced deep anguish in His soul. Because He is one with the Father, even on the cross, He is able to see fully the sin of the world with all its implications and results of pain and isolation. He is able to know what it means for humanity to reject the Father's love. Our sin causes us to rationalize and justify our sinful actions. Living in self-delusion, we can't see the truth about our sin most of the time and the pain our sin causes to others. But Jesus, who is one with the Father, sees the truth about sin with all its alienation from God and each other and the consequences of our sin. Jesus, who is without sin, experiences a profound love and unity of God. And because of this, He is able to experience the fullness of sin on the cross and all its pain, which becomes excruciating and almost unbearable agony for Him. In solidarity with sinful humanity and feeling the full pain of humanity's separation from God and one another that the sin of the world causes, Jesus speaks on behalf of all humanity in His words, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And yet He says them in full confidence that He will be vindicated by God and enter into His glory. He who had no sin takes our place, becoming sin and experiencing the abandonment that our sin produces so that we may live. From the cross, suffering and death give a way to life with God. Life with God cannot be destroyed. Divine love will triumph over death, and the crucifying love of Christ will conquer the sin within us so we can fully experience the unity with God and His never-ending love for us. We can truly live as the image of God, truly live as a new creation. So in our most darkest hours, in our most anguishing pain, and our most profound feelings of abandonment, may we cry out to God in prayer as Jesus did. And as Jesus did, may we have the confidence that God has not abandoned us, that through our many deaths of suffering and our final death, there will be new resurrected life. Amen.